they force me to let them sit between numbers. Indeed, folks, we just sang Give Him Glory by Mary MacDonald, and that is not only why we are here, that is why you are here. Give Him glory, give Him praise. Let the church rise up. That's what we should do. 20 or so years ago, when Dick Hepler was our pastor, there are enough of us veterans of Philippi Baptist to remember Dick and Linda with great fondness. But Dick was also, like our current pastor, John Villers, Dick was a member of the choir. And at the end of our season, which kind of goes along with the school year, you know, we start singing in September and we finish in June. At the end of our season, Dick said, wouldn't it be a great idea if we had a service in which we did our greatest hits from the year? Now, that sounds maybe a little shallow and a little too commercial, but the idea is that we have sung anthems over the course of this year that have been meaningful to us and hopefully to you. We have sung anthems that reflect different kinds of worship styles, and indeed, we don't always do gospel, but I hope you can tell that we like to. And we also like to do anthems that tell us the story of the Christian year as we worship. And so, keeping on with that tradition, then what you are hearing now is kind of not only our greatest hits, but it's a way for us to reflect upon the music and the worship that we have experienced together since last September. And so even though today is June the 23rd and is not Christmas, it's wholly appropriate that we sing a Christmas piece, because after all, if I asked you what your favorite season of the year is or favorite Christian holiday of the year is, I'm betting most of you would say Christmas. And so we're going to do a piece by Lee Dengler called Christmas Sanctus. And not only does the text give you the sense of the vision, the picture of the Christmas story, and it is a lovely story. After all, who doesn't like babies? Too bad Cheryl isn't here. Cheryl Wolf loves babies. So does Vesden of Vlasic. We have lots of people who love to see our children and our babies here. And that's wonderful, and it warms my heart too, crusty as I am. But for as warm and lovely as that picture is, remember that this story is about far more. And indeed, the title, Christmas Sanctus. Now, Sanctus is not a word that you're going to hear a lot in this church because we are not Roman Catholic. It's a Latin word, but it's a word that means holy. It's the root word, the same root word as sanctify and saint. That scene, however appealing it may be to us from a sentimental point of view, that scene is one of unspeakable, incomprehensible holiness. And what we respond to the story with is, you will hear, holy, holy is the Lord. This is Christmas Sanctus.
Thank you.
So what is the other great highlight of the Christian year? It certainly must be Easter. But it wouldn't be Easter without Good Friday. And of all the things that we celebrate, that is the least soft, warm, and fuzzy. Of all the things that we celebrate, that must be the hardest to swallow, is what they did to Jesus Christ. But if we accept the brutality, we can scarcely take that in. If we accept that brutality, understand that death was death, and then put it in the context of what happened 2 days later, then there is hope. And we wouldn't be sitting in these pews if Christ's story had stopped with his execution. It didn't. But we are well advised to take the reality of that event into our hearts and to ponder it carefully. And our next anthem by Craig Courtney, who is one of our favorites, our next anthem is Crucified. Now, musically, I won't bore you with a lot of fancy musical stuff, but I'll tell you this, and I think I mentioned it when we sang it before. What Mr. Courtney does is he keeps changing the key of every verse, and it gets lower and lower, not just in pitch, but the way keys work. And again, I won't bore you with the details. Good. Yeah, they have to put up with a choir director who's also a music theorist. But at any rate, he changes the keys, and the key keeps getting lower. And I think he does that deliberately. Listen carefully to these words and take them in.
Crucified on a tree of his own making.
Do you worship? Well, presume. But you know what? Even though there are times that you didn't, and there are people that we live with who don't, be assured that they worship something. You can't go through life without worshiping something. But the commandment tells us that we are to worship the Lord only. And this next anthem, also by Mary MacDonald, who's the one who wrote Give Him Glory, that nice gospel piece we started with, this is quite different. And this is why we worship God, because of the things that only God can do. So if you open your Bibles, you will find a songbook. And in fact, almost from beginning to end, you hear mention of people worshiping the Lord by raising their voices in song. But you know what this is coming. You know the title of the next piece. Where is that songbook? It is the book of Psalms. And this, our final piece that we will do for you today, is called A Psalm for Life. It's based upon the text of Psalm 71, but Joe Martin, who is another one of our favorite composers, has adapted different kinds of texts. And this is a song of praise. It is a song of testimony as to what God can do. This is a song, a psalm for life. you get to sing with us. And we're going to sing another old favorite. It's called, I Have a Song That Jesus Gave Me. If you use your hymnal, it's number 404, and you can see that the words are on the screen, and it has a very familiar chorus. And when we get to the last verse, I really need for everyone to watch me carefully when we get to the last chorus. Please stand as we sing, I Have a Song That Jesus Gave Me. Let us pray. Lord, may our lives ring with your melody. May our words and our actions be testimony to your greatness, your power, and your love. And when people look at us, may they be invited into your kingdom. And may we depart, Lord, with songs in our hearts. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Go in peace.